Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Let's check in on a 4th of July tradition in Atlanta. The Peachtree Road Race draws some of the top runners in the world every year, and this year it is hot. Adam Harding is a reporter with CBS 46, and I spoke with him just as the race was getting underway. Adam, happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July to you as well. Thank you for having me on.
We're glad to have you, and you're spending the day with like 60,000 sweaty runners.
Yeah, 60,000 of my closest friends, that's right, coming up throughout Atlanta, trying to just beat the heat and beat the sun. And because of that, they actually started the race early this year by half an hour just so they could sort of make sure that the runners were safe and try to cut down on the number of any kind of medical emergencies that might happen because of the heat.
And we should say the temperatures may have been in the 90s recently, but the humidity I'm seeing today, like something like 86%. That's got to be like running through soup.
It's been tough these last couple of weeks. In fact, we've seen a lot of rain in the afternoon, but that's just because it's been so humid and so hot that at some point it just sort of breaks. And plus you have the humidity, you know, that's pretty early on in the morning. I know up north maybe it's a little bit later, but down here, I mean, as soon as the sun's up, it doesn't take long for things to get cooking.
Well, what are the runners telling you about this? Do they even want to be there?
I think everybody is excited. This is the world's largest 10K, just in terms of how many people participate. Where we're at right now on Cardiac Hill is actually the most difficult part of the race. And conveniently and oddly enough, it's right next to a hospital.
I shouldn't be laughing. I mean,
well, but you know, and a lot of people would have the same reaction. And it's a 1 mile stretch of the course, and it's a slight incline. I wouldn't say it's a terribly steep incline. It's certainly nothing like some of the hills that you would see in the Boston Marathon. But there's sort of a dip right before Cardiac Hill, and then there is a steady incline, and a lot of people are just walking right now. It is just simply too hot for some of these athletes to just push it all the way through with this heat. That said, everybody seems to be in a great mood. Everybody is excited. We've seen a lot of American flags waving, and everybody seems to just trying to be making the best of it. And, I'm sure anybody who runs a 10K is sweaty. I think today people might be a little bit sweatier just because it is so hot.
Yeah.
But people seem to be taking it in stride.
Well, the runners are being brave. What about the spectators? And what about you? What are people who are on the sidelines doing to stay cool?
You know, I think the spectators are fascinating. They showed up at around 4:30 this morning. The runners actually took off at 7. The wheelchair racers took off at just before 6:30. And the spectators are trying to do whatever they can to find some shade. Fortunately, Atlanta, and I was just as surprised when I moved down here from Boston, Atlanta has a lot of trees. Hmm. So there is plenty of shade to
that
be found in and around the area. So they are huddled in the little pockets of shade.
Is there any indication that the weather could impact any of the other 4th of July festivities going on across the city today?
We haven't heard of any, and that's the good news. The main thing, it wouldn't be the heat or the humidity. It would just be whether there's any thunder or lightning. And,
yeah.
And right now we seem to be kind of dodging a bullet. While it is warm today, I think most people would tell you this is probably the quote-unquote coolest that it has been in some time, which is perfect for the runners, although for someone like me, it's still unbearable.
All right. Adam Harding covering the Peachtree Road Race in Atlanta, Georgia. It's Atlanta. It's supposed to be hot. Happy 4th of July, Adam.
Happy 4th of July to you as well. Thank you.